بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. We begin our journey today with Surah Al-Kahf, which is a very well-known surah by all Muslims throughout the world. This is a surah that we can learn so much from, and this is a surah that every single one of us attempts to recite every single Jumu'ah, the Surah Al-Kahf, which means the Surah of the Cave. And the relationship between this surah and Surah Al-Isra is that Isra begins by glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Subhanallazi Asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-aqsa. And Surah Al-Kahf also begins by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi allazi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja. Another connection between these two surahs is that they both contain answers to the questions of the Jews about the companions of the cave, also about Zulqarnain and also the soul. And as you know, some Jews and other people at that time used to attempt to trip up the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or challenge his prophethood by saying, if you are a true prophet, then give us the answers to these particular questions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would aid and support the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and reveal these surahs so that he could educate the Muslim ummah as well as provide an answer to these people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this particular surah, Surah Al-Kahf, have answered one question at the end of Surah Al-Isra and also two questions in Surah Al-Kahf. This was revealed in the city of Makkah Al-Mukarramah. And the virtue of Surah Al-Kahf is from Sayyidina Abu Darda. He mentions the Prophet ﷺ stating that whoever reads the last 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf will be protected from the trial of Ad-Dajjal. And also in a similar hadith he mentions that whoever reads the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf will also be protected from the trial of Ad-Dajjal. And as you know, Dajjal will be coming towards the end of time, and he is the one who will try to trip up Muslims and make them worship him rather than worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Surah Al-Kahf is a means for protection for you and your iman and your children. And we should try to read it from the beginning all the way to the end. There are only 110 verses or so. And if you are unable to recite the entire Surah Al-Kahf, then we should at least attempt to recite the first 10 verses or the last 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf. So the sunnah of reciting Surah Al-Kahf is to recite it from Maghrib onwards every Thursday up until the Maghrib of Friday. So this is the time where we can recite Surah Al-Kahf and for it to be valid and accepted and for us to be protected. From the Maghrib of Thursday onwards up until the Maghrib of Friday. And this is why the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam states, whoever recites Surah Al-Kahf on Thursday or Friday will have a light between him from that point up until the next Friday, subhanAllah. And as you know, the purpose of a light is to illuminate you, is to guide you, and is to protect you as well. It protects you from the darkness, it protects you from the zulamat, it protects you from the attacks of shaitan as well, and also from the fitna of Dajjal. So Surah Al-Kahf is a very important surah for us to read, for us to understand, and especially for us to memorize and to reflect upon and to teach our children. The summary of Surah Al-Kahf is that it is one of the five surahs in the Quran that begin with Alhamdulillah. So, and the dominant theme of this surah is trials and tribulations. We learn about the trials of the two people with the gardens. We learn about the trials of Zulqarnain and the challenges that he had with Yajuj and Majuj. We have the trials of Musa alayhi salam and how he was tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have the tribulation of faith. You also have the tribulation of money. You have the tribulation of knowledge and also the tribulation of power as well. These things are very important for us to understand, that in your life you will be tried with your faith to see how strong it is, and you will be shaken like an earthquake, hatta zulzilu, or you will be tried with money, how you acquire that money and how you spend that money on yourself or in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll be tried with your knowledge, what you learn, how you apply that knowledge within your life, how you transform yourself and share that knowledge with others, and also the tribulation and the trial of power, which is perhaps one of the greatest trials in the life of an individual, because power, as you know, can ultimately corrupt an individual. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to understand the beauty and the majesty of Surah Al-Kahf. The next surah for tonight is Surah Al-Maryam, and this is the surah which is dedicated to the remembrance and the zikr of Sayyidah Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala Anha, as we also know in the English language as Mother Mary, who was the mother of Jesus, peace be upon him, Isa alayhi salam. This is the 19th surah. And the Quran is unparalleled in comparison to other books and scriptures, because here we have an entire surah dedicated to a woman by her name, and also talks about her trials and her tests and also her difficulties that she faced as well in terms of her faith and remaining steadfast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the relationship between this surah and the preceding surah, which is Surah Al-Kahf, is that both Surah Al-Kahf and Surah Maryam contain very interesting stories and miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have Musa alayhi salam, you have Zulqarnain, you have Khizr, and you have various other stories of Ashabi Kahf as well. And in Surah Maryam you have the interesting story and the miraculous birth of Isa, peace be upon him, and various other miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah azza wa jal talks about the companions of the cave, talks about the Musa alayhi salam and Sayyidina Al-Khizr, talks about Zulqarnain, and in Surah Maryam it tells us the two stories that are miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The story of the birth of Yahya alayhi salam, which was a miracle, since Zakariya alayhi salam was a very old person and his wife was also a barren woman as well at that time. So it was also short of miraculous birth for the birth of Yahya alayhi salam. And on following from that, we also learn about the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salam, who is born without a father, directly born to Sayyidah Maryam, may Allah ta'ala be pleased with her. So this is a Makki surah, which means it was revealed in the city of Makkatul Mukarramah. And during the first migration to Abyssinia, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam sent the Sahaba ikram towards Abyssinia for their safety, Ja'far recited these particular verses from Surah Maryam in the presence of Najashi. As we know, Najashi, who was the king of Abyssinia, he was a Christian. So subhanallah, again we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supports and aids his people, and supports and aids the ummah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that in this place, in the new country of Abyssinia, in the presence of Najashi, how to communicate and engage and interact with the new communities, and to share with them your narrative and your beliefs and your respect and honor towards Sayyidah Maryam and towards Isa alayhi salam. So this is why Ja'far recited these verses from Surah Maryam in the presence of Najashi, and the king and Najashi, he wept when he heard the verses of the Quran, and he said that which was revealed to Jesus and that which you just recited came from the same source, i.e. this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore he provided them with the protection for as long as they wanted to remain in Abyssinia. He gave them that ability to remain there in peace and for them to continue with their life. So the primary theme of Surah Maryam is the existence and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it also teaches us a huge amount of our deen, which is not to remain in isolation, but to learn about ourselves and also learn about other religions and other faiths, and to learn to engage and interact with one another and live with each other with tolerance and respect and dignity. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to understand the miracles contained within Surah Maryam and the miracles contained within Surah Al-Kahf, enable us all to recite them, to reflect upon them, and to memorize them, and to teach them to our children to the best of our abilities. Jazakumullahu khairan.